From Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli warplanes strike back after Gaza militants fire dozens of rockets into Israel. And U.S. officials prepare to travel to China for a high-level dialogue expected to focus on maritime disputes in the South China Sea. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Israeli media say Israel's Air Force attacked Palestinian militant targets in the Gaza Strip early Tuesday. The airstrikes followed a day in which Hamas militants who control Gaza sharply escalated their rocket campaign against southern Israel, firing around 80 rockets on Monday. It was the most intense Palestinian rocket barrage from Gaza so far this year. Israeli authorities say one person was wounded by a rocket that fell on the city of Ashdod. Hamas said it was taking revenge for the deaths of seven of its members inside a tunnel in Gaza on Sunday. It blamed Israel for the deaths, but Israel denied striking the tunnel. Meanwhile, Israeli investigators say three of the six Jewish extremists arrested in connection with the killing of a Palestinian teenager have confessed to the crime and reenacted it for authorities. Israel detained the suspects on Sunday, 4 days after the 16-year-old Palestinian, Mohammed Abu Qadir, was found burned to death in East Jerusalem. His killing sparked days of rioting by angry Palestinians in East Jerusalem and Israeli Arabs in northern and southern Israel. Israeli authorities believe the Jewish extremists killed the Palestinian youth in revenge for last month's kidnapping and killing of three Israeli teenagers by suspected Hamas militants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel are traveling to Beijing this week for meetings with their Chinese counterparts on trade and security issues. As VOA's State Department correspondent Scott Stearns reports, those talks are expected to include discussions about regional tensions surrounding China's development of oil rigs in disputed waters off Vietnam.
Vietnam says the oil rigs are within its territorial waters and released video of what it says is a Chinese vessel ramming a Vietnamese fishery control boat near the site. Vietnam is working with the Philippines on legal challenges to Chinese claims in the South China Sea, where Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan also have competing claims. Vietnam is especially vulnerable, says American University professor Hilary Mann Leverett.
Both Japan and the Philippines have a defense treaty with the United States, where the United States is obligated to come to their defense even over a craggy island. We don't have that with Vietnam. So China can push Vietnam even further than it pushes Japan or the Philippines.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman King Gong says those pushing for international arbitration in the South China Sea are violating legal norms. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.
In eastern Ukraine, explosions have destroyed three bridges near the rebel stronghold of Donetsk as government forces press an offensive against the pro-Russia separatists. There was no immediate word on who triggered Monday's blasts. The bridges provided access to Donetsk from the city of Slovyansk, about 100 kilometers away. Ukrainian troops reclaimed Slovyansk from the rebels on Saturday. On Sunday, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko ordered his forces to, as he put it, tighten the ring around the terrorists. A strong earthquake has struck Guatemala and southern Mexico, killing at least five people. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 6.9 magnitude quake was centered in the Pacific Ocean, 8 kilometers off the coast of southern Mexico near the border with Guatemala. The early Monday quake damaged homes, hospitals, and churches and triggered landslides, also causing power outages in Guatemala and Mexico's Chiapas and Tabasco states. Guatemalan firefighters said at least two people were killed when their homes collapsed in the town of Pati in the border province of San Marcos. And a U.S. citizen in Ghana is being tested for Ebola, a virus that has killed almost 500 people in West Africa this year. Ghana's health ministry said over the weekend that it quarantined the American patient at a clinic in the capital Accra while tests were underway at a local medical institute. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.